Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are about to talk Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 9, Episode 2, Housewife House Wars. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Justin picked out my song. Yes. This is my song right here.
I'm just now seeing the video, like, right now.
This is my first time seeing it, too, actually. Right. You guys Chance the Rapper fans?
I am, actually.
I know, I am, too.
Yeah, so everybody got something crazy to say tonight. You don't want no problem with us. You know? I'm just saying.
Welcome back, guys. Yes. We're really excited to have you. Thanks for tuning in on AfterBuzz TV. We're about to talk Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 9, Episode 2, and it got a little crazy there at the end, so we're super excited. Make sure to subscribe to our AfterBuzz channel and find us online at social media. So, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
What's up?
So, I'm
episode
your host.
Episode 2?
I know, Episode 2.
Yeah.
It gets kind of crazy at the end. I'm your host, Jesse Zahner. You can find me online at Athletic. That's Athletic. And I'm here with my two co-hosts.
What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Jay Hart. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff at It's Me, Jay Hart. That's ItsMeJHART.
Definitely. And I'm Mo Classified. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified. I also have a disclaimer. I got a crook in my neck today, so that's why I'm on the left side of the panel. Yeah. So I don't have to do any,
she laying it, like,
don't,
you
know, make her turn her head.
And then I'm a little sick, so I'm a little stuffy if I'm channeling my inner Beyonce with my deep voice.
So if I'm not here next week, okay. You guys know why.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, she's a little close, snuggled up with me.
And I forgot to mention, make sure to chat in with us. We love to hear from you guys. So let's get into it. We start this episode back at Kenya's house party, mm-hmm. and Portia and Phaedra walk in, which was hilarious because Sheree could not stop laughing.
That laugh was hilarious. Like, I feel like that should be on social media. That laugh alone, like, that's going to be the meme. That's going to be everybody's memes. That laugh. The sound effects, period.
Yeah. I know. I couldn't stop laughing because I saw her laughing. Right. She just, like, could not wait to see what happened with Kenya and Portia. So they come in and Kenya wants to talk to Portia and basically tells her that, you know, I thought I made it clear I didn't invite you here and I don't want you here because of the things that have happened in the past.
Right. So technically, I feel like Kenya did not make it clear. Like, you just didn't send her an invite.
Yeah.
So you didn't say, Portia, you cannot come to my party, and this is why I'm not sending you an invite. You didn't make it clear. You just didn't send her an invite, so it wasn't necessarily that she was, like, banned, you know?
I mean, she sent an invitation to Candy, and that's Candy's plus one, so I feel like she had every right to bring Portia to the event. Yeah, Phaedra.
Right.
So she had every right to bring her, but, you know, come on, this is Kenya.
Right.
And she's always had an issue with Portia, unfortunately.
Right, and she always has this thing about putting people out. So
Yeah, that's what they said, because she always, anytime there's a Kenya party, she's always taking somebody out.
I gotta put somebody out, yeah.
Right.
But I guess, how do y'all feel about the new Portia? How long will she even be around? Do you think it's going to last?
Right. I was going to ask you guys the same thing. I think Portia handled it really well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as well as you can handle that situation. I mean, you knew you were going to walk up in there and something was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought she did well. Do I think that it's going to stay like this? I don't know. I'm hoping so because I love Portia.
Right.
But what do you guys think?
Honestly, I think that's the real Portia.
Think so?
That's the Portia that, you know, she was there the first season she joined Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, she's always been really sweet, laid back, you know, just fun and exciting. But I think the girls really provoke her, which, you know, turns into Portia being, you know, just extremely defensive.
Right.
You know, and always, you know, trying to, like, you know, hold her own. But, you know, the girls are always pushing her button. So I think Portia's always been sweet like that. So I like the fact that she's turning over a new leaf.
Right. And she did say that in the reunion for season 8. They were like, are you used to handling altercation like this? Yeah. And she was like, I'm not used to being in altercation, period. Mm-hmm. So these situations that I'm putting in the show are new to me, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't be putting these situations if it wasn't for the show.
Right.
Somebody said that Sheree needs to record a Hail to the Nah song. I definitely agree. I want a Hail to the Nah shirt. That's what I need.
So Mo, do you think that Portia, this is the Portia? The new
now that he said that, mm-hmm. I do agree. But at first, I was coming into this show thinking, mm-hmm. is Portia going to last? We're here till May. Mm-hmm. So is Portia going to be this sane and this calm and cool and collective up until May? Like, is nobody going to be able to get to her? Mm-hmm. And just like I said, this group of people, they kind of agitate her. They push her to be that way. Mm-hmm. So who's to say they won't push her to be that way up until May? Who's to say that she'll, you know.
No, I think she'll be able to handle her own.
Right. And then this, I feel like this is the test of time where we actually are going to be able to see. So if somebody mm-hmm. does push her over the edge, is she still going to keep that calm, cool, collective? Like, that's when it really matters. It doesn't matter it's still calm, cool, and collected on both ends. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's, like, raging at you, almost in your face, like she was in Cynthia's face last season, is she still going to be able to keep that cool, mm-hmm. calm, collective?
I think she will, just because, you know, she knows people is gonna they're gonna test her.
Right.
She know they're gonna try to provoke her and, you know, get her out of her character. Mm-hmm. So the things I think she's strong enough to hopefully, you know, just remain calm, just like, you know, the psychologist, the therapist told her, you know, during her session in the first episode. I think she'll be able to just, you know, stand on her own and hopefully not get distracted by these ladies, because clearly they don't want to see her calm like that. They want her to act out so they can have a reason to, you know, fight back and pick on her. So.
So how did you think Kenya handled the situation? Because I think she did a good job as well, but I didn't expect her, for whatever reason, I thought she was going to break the mold too, and mm-hmm. I didn't expect her to kick Portia out.
Me neither. I thought that she would have just, you know, asked, why are you here? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Portia didn't even get the chance to say.
Right.
Or even, she didn't even want to come back and say, I'm Phaedra's plus one. Yeah. But I was expecting Portia to say that and Kenya to say, well, you know, you weren't invited, but I'm going to allow you to stay and I hope that you don't get your ratchet on and, you know, fight anyone. So I didn't expect her to really kick her out of
here. Kenya was just embarrassed, if you ask me, because poor Manor wasn't, you know,
so
together.
Something had to be done.
So she probably thought Portia was coming in to throw shade.
Right. And she didn't really, like, kick her out. Yeah. She just insinuated, like, I didn't mm-hmm. invite you here. Right. I guess she didn't really say get out of here.
Right.
But in so many words, I guess she did.
And then I feel like Portia kind of cut it off before mm-hmm. Kenya could even say get out of here. Portia said, you know what? I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm. I'll be leaving.
She knew what was going to happen. Yeah. She really didn't want to go. Phaedra pretty much begged her to attend the event.
Right.
You know, so Portia knew that was coming along.
Right. So after all that happens, Matt walks in. And Kenya is, I think she's talking to Candy, and she mm-hmm. seems somewhat surprised, but I feel like you not knew he was surprised. Coming there, right?
Right. He just sent you some balloons, like, what, 2 weeks
ago? Right.
So the thing about that, what you just said, is what I got out of it that maybe no one else got out of it, is Kenya and Candy building a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because Candy was just like, what did Candy say? She said, I thought she was trying to move on.
Right.
And she said it like they've been communicating and mm-hmm. telling each other's business and secrets and like they've been confiding in each other. So I'm like, okay, are they going to reveal this new friendship that they have going for season 9 or mm-hmm. something?
I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you think of the whole Matt thing, Justin?
Well, in my opinion, honestly, I think Matt should just move on. I think Kenya, the way she degrades his character, the way she, you know, talks about his manhood and the fact that he's aggressive, he's abusive. The thing is, I feel like you're not representing those women that feel victimized, who have been in abusive relationships. So therefore, why are you continuing to chase a guy that was supposedly abusive to you, whether it was physically or, you know, verbally?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the thing is, like, Kenya, are you really practicing what you're preaching right now?
Right.
I don't think she is, because, like I said, she's always complaining about, oh, Matt is this, he's that. She complains about him, but you are letting him back in your life.
Accepted mm-hmm. him back. Right. All willy-nilly, like it was nothing.
I know. I was struggling with what I was thinking in that situation, because I felt like he was really sorry, but, and he said, you know, I have to work on myself, and she said, you're going to have to build trust back up. But I want Kenya to be happy, because I do think she needs a relationship, and she needs to be happy, but I don't think this is a good idea.
I honestly can't take them too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I don't feel it's genuine love or, you know, it's going to go too far. Yeah. And I feel like that apology that he gave, you said you feel like it was genuine.
Oh, you
I feel
don't?
Like it was just like the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact that she accepted the bare minimum as an apology is like, I feel like Kenya just needs somebody. I feel like she doesn't necessarily love him or is in love with him. Mm-hmm. She just likes the fact that she isn't lonely.
Yes.
And that he's just company and honestly, somebody to keep him around.
And I'm not trying to get deep here, but a lot of this stuff stems back to Kenya's childhood.
And the mom
and,
situation.
And her relationship with her mom. She feels... she's probably broken and she does feel lonely. I totally agree with that. So therefore, she's trying to find closure and comfort in men that, you know, she can't even create a relationship with.
Yeah, right. And until somebody else comes along that's better than Matt, she's going to keep Matt.
She's going to,
And she's going to keep accepting those bare minimum apologies.
And she's going to keep complaining.
Yeah. But she'll keep him around until somebody else proves worthy of her time.
So we're all thinking it's not a great idea.
I don't see them getting married. I don't see them long-term love.
I think Matt is just doing something right now. He's like on board, so why not date this woman?
I feel like he's kind of capitalizing
on
success right now.
Because what does he do outside of that?
I don't know much about him.
Do y'all know what Matt?
You tell me.
What is his career? What is his profession? Because I totally don't know.
Definitely. I feel like he was he working for her or something? Somehow, some way?
I don't know. I know he was working in the house with her last year, but I don't know what he is doing.
Right. I feel like they met somehow through whatever business venture she was on back then.
Her business.
Maybe the hair. Yeah, the hair product.
So let's move to Candy. We see Candy at the candy factory, and we find out that she and Todd are creating this apparel line for Ace because he's so popular on social media.
Right.
You know he has his own Instagram page?
Yes,
yeah.
And he has like over 3,000 followers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, I thought he had over 100,000.
Yeah, I thought he... I haven't checked it lately, but she said he had hundreds of thousands of followers on social media.
That's crazy.
Right.
I know. He is so cute, though.
He is. And I also feel like they're capitalizing on his success.
Oh, totally.
But at the same time, I'm thinking they're kind of becoming like Cynthia and Peter, where they're starting so many joint ventures, but none of them come to fruition and actually last long enough to be successful. And I'm just like, why is Candy allowing Todd so much responsibility and to handle such important business matters?
Right.
And you see where it's like, the restaurant's not finished.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're putting that in. And she even said it on the show. She said, what did she say? What did she say? She said, she was like, oh, okay, this is what she said. She said, I thought, what did she say? Sorry, guys. Oh, no, I put the amount of money I put into this. And if this fails, Candy is the one doing bad. That's what it looks like to outsiders. So that kind of goes about what we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
Candy's the moneymaker here. Mm-hmm. And Todd is just...
she's the businesswoman.
Getting some allowance.
Right. Right. So it's just like you mentioned, they're also still not done with the restaurant that they started talking about last season. So we see the old lady gang
definitely
come by to find out about what's so Mama Joyce just came by and then later we see her come by the restaurant, but they come by to talk about the restaurant, and that's exactly what Candy said. It was supposed to be done on May 17th, her birthday. And now they're aiming for it to be done in August on Todd's birthday, but it's looking like it's nowhere near being done.
Right.
Listen, I mean, maybe Todd is busy with his other, you know, projects, I'm assuming. Todd runs a lot of shows.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe he's busy with that, but the thing is, I mean, I do agree.
We keep saying this. Todd runs a lot of shows.
He's the EP of Hollywood Divas.
Okay. And I didn't know that.
He's running some other shows.
Todd knowledge dropped on us.
He's EPing. I think he's doing this thing, and he's trying. Like I said last week, I think it's extremely challenging trying to, you know, trying to live up to the expectations of Candy, because Candy, she's the moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always had money. She's always been financially stable. So coming into this relationship, not having as much money as she did, you know, it's hard. Because she met Todd working on the production.
Right.
Todd was like, I don't want to say a production assistant for Real Housewives of Atlanta, but he was working like on the field team. So he knew what he was getting himself into. But as far as the restaurant, you know, maybe it just takes time to create something that, you know, they want to be, you know, just long lasting.
But so. I do agree with Mo. Like, they are starting so many different companies, and we got a lot of hate last time on our comments because we don't always agree with Todd.
Yeah.
So they were agreeing with Todd last week.
People really like Todd. Aww. And I really like Todd too, but I just think there are a few things that have been shady about him
right.
in the last couple episodes or last couple seasons
yeah.
that I didn't like. But I do think they're like spread way too thin. Mm-hmm. So I hope this restaurant turns out. So we see them come by the restaurant with the old lady gang, and they're showing them around and saying, this is the kitchen, here's where the bar is, here's where you walk in. And they're asking them, you know, what are you guys going to do here?
Right.
And one of the ladies wants to have people pay to take pictures with
them. $5 a picture. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is this, Hollywood Boulevard?
Definitely. And then when they're leaving the restaurant, we got to get the money or something. Yeah. They said about money. We got to get our money.
We're about to get paid. So they are so funny.
Right.
So, but it seemed like they were pretty happy with everything. One of the ladies doesn't want to do anything. So they're kind of like, what do we do with her? Right.
Just put her on the poster. Maybe she can be the greeter or something.
Yeah.
She probably won't do anything at all. But I mean, how do y'all feel like this is going to affect Candy's relationship? Just knowing that, of course, now we know she feels that everything is going to fall back on her regardless of how much input Todd has. Like, even if Todd is the one taking full control of it, the world will see it as Candy's
right.
responsibility. So right. do y'all think that's going to affect the relationship in the long run?
Hopefully.
Go ahead, Justin.
Hopefully in this situation it would strengthen them.
Okay.
Because, as we can see, for example, with Peter and Cynthia's relationship and, you know, them trying to come together as a couple and create these businesses and how it failed, you know, hopefully they learned something from that. But I think Candy, she's just super smart, and I'm pretty sure she's teaching Todd a few things, you know, definitely. Along the line. So,
yeah, I agree. You know. I mean, I think this could go really bad. I hate that line that says, you know, you shouldn't mix like your business with pleasure and family shouldn't work together, because I think it's a good idea if you're both passionate about something, but I do worry that if this doesn't work out, how is that going to affect them? But they've had things that haven't worked out in the past, so, and they got through it, so hopefully they will. The other thing that I just want to talk about, because we got a lot of people chatting in about it, was Mama Joyce this episode.
Oh, definitely.
She was out of control, and she was so funny. She was talking about Phaedra, and she was throwing some shade at Phaedra.
Definitely.
Saying that she should be in the cell with Apollo.
Right. Why do y'all think where did those opinions come from? Like,
Mama Joyce just want a peach.
Right.
Just give her something.
She should. I know. I love Mama. She's so funny.
She's like
irritating.
She's like just as entertaining as Mimi.
Yeah. She is. So I mean I think obviously she's seen things that Phaedra has said about Candy in the past, and so she's upset about it.
Right.
Because that's just the way she is. So she's coming hard at Phaedra at this point.
Okay, so Phaedra's divorce is actually final now.
Okay.
But why do you think she, I guess, postponed it or made it stretch out so long if that was the law in Atlanta?
Right. So that's what Mama Joyce was saying. Mama Joyce was saying that basically if somebody has, like, a record of being in prison for two years.
They know that if he's already sentenced for more than 2 years, then you can automatically get a divorce. Like, you don't have to.
And Mama Joyce was basically saying, like, why did Phaedra carry this on so long? Yeah. Which is true.
Right. I'm wondering the same.
Especially because Phaedra's a lawyer, so don't you think she would have known that?
Exactly. Okay.
But it's a process, right? I mean, it's a process in trying to finalize
the somebody write in and tell us?
It is a process, but she, I don't know. It's been, how long has Apollo been in jail? Longer than 2 years now, huh?
I don't know how long it's been now. Because he went in at the end of last season.
Okay.
So I don't remember. I don't know how long ago that technically was.
Probably coming up on 2 years.
Yeah, probably coming up on 2 years.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know.
But he has a record from before then.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he was, I can't remember if he's actually in jail. Because he did have a record.
I don't think he's been in jail since they've been married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Because before they were married, he was in jail.
But I feel like Mama Joyce is just coming for Phaedra because she knows Candy and Phaedra's relationship is unraveling right now.
Right.
How did y'all feel about that, that awkwardness of them sitting down at Portia's little gathering event?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty awkward.
Well, we see they don't want, basically, they don't want to rekindle anything. Right, you know? Right.
I still want them to.
I do too. So let's move to Phaedra. So what happens is, as Mo said, Phaedra and Candy show up to Portia's mystery room event, and they're the first two people there. Mm-hmm. I thought it gave them a really good opportunity to sit down with each other and have a conversation about what's been going on.
Right. Yeah. But neither of them were
interested in it at all. And I found that surprising, especially for Candy, because they're both really smart, strong women. So I thought maybe they'd sit down and talk for a little bit.
Right.
But they both just ignored each other and were on their phones until Sheree showed up.
Right. See, I feel like Phaedra would be the one to say something first.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't think so.
You think Candy
just because
something?
I think Phaedra, she's still upset at the fact that, you know, Candy had all of this to say about, you know, the divorce with Apollo, you know, Candy, Phaedra not taking the kids to go see Apollo, you know, mm-hmm. in jail. So the fact, and also with, you know, Phaedra and Todd, when they kept Apollo's belongings in the garage, she was really upset with that.
Right.
You know, so I think it's just, it's a series of issues that I think Phaedra is not over. So therefore, I don't see her being the bigger person in the situation. Maybe Candy can probably, you know, hopefully rekindle that and build their bond back up. But now Candy's mom is in her ear, so it's no telling where this relationship is going
to
go.
I don't necessarily feel like Mama Joyce is in Candy's ear. Like, I feel like she wouldn't convince Candy to not be Phaedra's friend ever again. And I don't think Candy would even allow Mama Joyce to make that decision for her.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I thought that they were open to rekindling, because at the reunion they claim, like, you know, it's a clean slate and I'm open to whatever, and, you know, who knows what the future holds. That was, I guess, what they ended with. But I'm sure Phaedra is holding on to some things.
Well, and it's interesting that Phaedra decided not to have any type of conversation with Candy, because earlier in the episode we see her sit down with Kenya. Mm-hmm. First, when Kenya first walked in, I thought it was Portia for sure. I did not expect Kenya to walk in to meet with her for lunch.
Yeah.
And so Phaedra said that she was going to try to basically rekindle her relationship with Kenya. Mm-hmm. So I'm just surprised that she won't give Candy the same chance.
Definitely. Right. But I don't know. That's just kind of like, you know, the closer that Phaedra and Candy were, mm-hmm. it's like she needs that much more space and time mm-hmm. to rekindle that on her own time.
Okay.
Like,
so you I guess their friendship was so intimate
that it's actually harder to come back and, I don't know, be friends again that easily.
Maybe she's trying to replace. Because
she's really hurt by the situation and that it happened the way it happened. Right. Like, just because of how close they were, mm-hmm. that's how hurt she is.
Her and Kenya were never really close.
Yeah, so she's not hurt by it. And it's nothing for her to forgive about Kenya. Right. It's just like, I have to accept your character, mm-hmm. which is a lot. But still, that's all it is to it.
Yeah.
She's trying to replace Candy with Phaedra, basically. I mean, with Kenya.
I feel she's replaced her with Portia.
I think she does too, though. Her and Portia are really close.
Yeah. I'm loving their new friendship.
I know. Frack. I'm sure I started running down the driveway after
always
them.
Twerking partners.
So let's talk about Cynthia now, because we see Cynthia at home with her daughter and they start talking mm-hmm. Just about the divorce and what's going on. And Noel says that she's noticed Cynthia's much happier now. Mm-hmm. And she also worries that her mom had low self-esteem because she's been in this relationship for so long. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting, because last episode, Cynthia was talking about how she wonders if she's running away from things too fast. I think Peter kind of implied that because she had another relationship mm-hmm. that she's no longer in.
Right. Leon implied that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Noelle's dad.
Oh, Leon implied that last episode. Yeah. So she was questioning, do I run away and not give people a chance? And now, after talking to her daughter and her daughter sharing how she's been seeing this, she's wondering if she stayed too long.
Definitely.
I think it's amazing that her daughter, for her to be so young to notice that. Mm-hmm. I mean, she wants to see her mom happy.
Right.
You know, who doesn't? So, you know, I'm glad that she was able to be vocal about that. And hopefully, you know, Cynthia's, you know, really soaked that in and realize that she's making a good decision as far as moving forward with this divorce and hopefully getting it finalized.
Right. Well, I still don't necessarily agree with it. I feel like I think they should. I said that last episode too. Well, like, I feel like they should still kind of try to work it out.
No, she's been fighting for the marriage for the longest.
Right.
Like, Peter has made her look stupid on so many occasions.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, so I feel like she did what any other wife would do. She fought for her marriage despite the rumors she was hearing in the streets. And, you know, now it's time for her to move forward. Like, I feel like, you know, like our daughter said, she's losing her self-esteem. She's losing a sense of self. So now that she's finally come together and she seems happy and more confident, she's making that right decision by releasing herself from, you know, that waste that was holding her back. So
okay, I can see that. I can agree with that, yeah.
But you think she should stay, or you feel like she should continue to try?
Yes, in a way.
Okay.
In a way. But I still agree with what he just said. Like, you know, now that she's releasing the burden, she's, like, blossoming and, you know.
Yeah.
Growing into a different Cynthia, coming into self. But at the same time, I'm just like, they weren't married that long. And like she said, we agreed that we wouldn't settle if we weren't happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, not being happy, is that enough? You know, I feel like a lot of people are not happy in marriage, but I feel like you can become happy again. You know, like you're not going to always be happy in marriage. You know, you're not going to always like that person, but know, it's different stages of marriage, and you'll grow to like them again if y'all just work on it, you know?
Right.
Work on each other.
So, and that's so tough. And that's why I am with Justin on this. I definitely think Cynthia has tried, but Peter's just been really difficult to deal with.
And then now he's
like a kid.
Right. And so now now we see Cynthia and Peter sit down together, and he's been in town, but he hasn't called her lawyer about the divorce papers. But they sit down and talk, and he basically tells her that, you know, he's having trouble with this. She's kind of been over it for a while now, so she's ready, but he's not.
Yeah.
And then he talks about how he went to the hospital with some chest pains, and they said, who can we call? And he realized it's no longer Cynthia. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a hard moment.
Right.
But at the same time, I thought he was trying to manipulate her back.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. Yes. He's full of it.
Even though I don't want them to get a divorce, I feel like that was
a manipulation. He's like a sad puppy tactic. Dog, man.
I know.
Definitely, yeah.
Came in, you know, just looking all sad and pouting. And just basically, like you said, trying to manipulate her and getting and staying in the relationship with him. Oh, I have health problems, so now you have to help me.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, get through. This is stressful. This is draining. Like, sit down.
Right. I know, and that's the thing. It's like, so you're having heart pains or like chest pains and heart problems now because of all of this, but why didn't you try when she was willing to work on this?
Exactly.
Right. Instead of joking around saying, oh, yeah, I'm with my new girlfriend right now.
Right, right.
Yeah, whatever.
But then he just up and got up and was like, okay, let me call a lawyer. I'm ready to do this. Like, what do you think changed that from him not on his own time? And now he's like, all right, send me whatever you need to send me. It's
Peter's killing
what
me.
Happened from right there to
honestly, there? I still don't think anything changed from that. I think he was just doing it just to, you know, make her happy.
He was in his face. Mm-hmm. They were in each other's face.
He doesn't want to get a divorce. Honestly, I think he still wants to be with Cynthia because of financial reasons.
Yeah.
I think she's more successful than he is. She has more money. So therefore, you know, he doesn't want to be alone because honestly, I'm pretty sure he's in a lot of debt.
Right.
Definitely. A lot. So, definitely.
Well, and she has the show, and this gives him a platform
for his business.
Right.
She has a restaurant in North Carolina.
I mean, how many people would know of this business?
Yeah. Or of Peter.
Of Peter at all if he wasn't on the show.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I agree, but I just think he just totally takes advantage of her, manipulates her, makes her guilty about things. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of the conversation, start making a call, and she's like, who are you calling?
Right.
He's like, your lawyer. And basically says, I'll sign all of the papers.
Definitely.
I just thought that was so ridiculous.
It was. Peter.
So my thoughts are, we'll see if he actually signs those papers.
Right, and how long it's going to take.
Right.
Because as of now, you know, like I said, we know Phaedra is actually divorced, but there's been no word in the media or the news that Cynthia has actually finalized her divorce.
Right.
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Right.
If y'all know, let us know.
Yeah,
definitely. So let's move on to Sheree.
Okay.
Sheree meets Portia for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this conversation, which I think is really interesting, about how they were both have been labeled as a bitch because they have gotten into confrontations with other people on the show.
Yeah, I don't feel like Sheree's a bitch.
No.
I don't feel like either of them are a bitch. I like Portia.
They're outspoken. They're opinionated.
You think Portia is?
Oh, we're talking about Portia. Okay, definitely. Yeah. I'm thinking we're talking about Kenya.
Oh, no.
But yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think either.
Yeah.
Either. No, definitely not. I have to salute Portia for that Hennessy drink. I knew we had something in common. I'm a Hennessy girl. But yeah, she got that Hennessy splash of Coke. But yeah. I don't think yet either.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Yeah.
Just because a woman is outspoken and she's opinionated and she's not going to take stuff from other people doesn't make her, you know, the B word.
Right. And I think that's something that's like so relevant right now in this time, because I think that a lot of women who are powerful or strong and stand up for themselves get they labeled this way.
Yeah.
So I thought it was interesting that those two were talking about it, because they are two of my favorite cast members. Mm-hmm. I have had issues with Shrey because of NeNe, but like Portia is such a nice girl outside and people are probably going to be like, yeah, but what about, and she's been pushed to her limits definitely. And I think they both have, they put them in situations where they are. So I don't know. I thought that was an interesting conversation. And in that conversation, Portia lets Shrey know that she is going to put together an event where they can bring all the ladies together, because she wants to show Kenya that she's the new Portia. She's gone to anger management and isn't having these issues anymore. Yeah, and wants to,
that's another thing. I hate that Portia feels like she has to prove herself. You know, you don't have to prove your, you know, just, I guess let your actions speak for itself.
Whenever
like, stop trying to prove it for, you know, Kenya to, you know, to get approval from her, because Kenya's going to always throw shade. As we can see, she's still bringing up the whole Underground Railroad joke. So no matter what, I feel like no matter how far Portia tries to go to impress these ladies, they're not going to be satisfied.
Definitely.
Right. And I think you make a really good point about Kenya always trying to throw shade, because what ends up happening is we see them go to the mystery room and everybody's there, and Portia puts herself on a team with Cynthia and Kenya, which they've had issues before, and then Candy, Phaedra, and who am I missing? Shrey are on a team together, and Kenya is throwing shade at outside, like behind her back, about the Underground Railroad comment, just like you said. Yeah. And later, she's, because I guess she realizes she can't get to Portia, because she doesn't say anything to Portia's face. It's just behind her back, but then she goes at Shrey.
Definitely.
So it was so funny. Have you guys ever been to one of those mystery room
or escape room places? No, but I was thinking, I'm going to go to Atlanta soon, and I might want to go there.
Yeah.
We know they have one out here, too.
Oh, okay.
In L.A.
Yeah, have you been to one?
I have, and I have friends that went to one.
Yeah, I've never been to one, so I don't know how hard it was, but I, too, expected Shrey and Candy
and
Phaedra to get out, because I feel like they are a smart group, and they were making fun of the other
That
girls.
Was a little shade from Candy. Like, some people have book smarts, but
Candy, you didn't help them get out either, so what's your talking about?
So I thought it was really good that they all got together and did this, but it didn't really... I mean, they worked together and nobody was fighting, but I didn't feel like it accomplished anything.
Yeah, not at all. That's what somebody else said, that like, I don't get the point of this little event, but
was it Kenya that said it?
Yeah, I think
feel
so.
Like it was something like Kenya or somebody.
Of course
that was,
but
I think
I was gonna talk about Kenya's shade and how she's in denial about it. She's always in denial about her own shade, but she's in denial about it, and she's mad at Shrey for throwing shade on her own house when you were the one that was worried about Shrey the entire time. Shrey was never worried about you and how fast you got your house built.
Yeah.
You had this housewarming. You showed the world how unprepared your house was, and now Shrey's calling you out on it. I feel like you got what was coming for you. You know, like Shrey had every right to call you out on your unfinished house. And now you're mad about it.
She said twirl on some baseboards.
Yes, twirl on some baseboards.
That's the one. You guys should make a meme out of that.
That's what, I need
twirl
to get a shirt.
Twirl on some baseboards. But no, one thing about the Escape the Room, in my opinion, I think that was one of the most successful events, just because they
didn't argue.
Fight.
Right. Okay.
They didn't fight. And they were actually, you know, just people who were against each other were working on teams. So I think Portia was really smart for doing that.
Right.
So maybe that's a step.
Definitely.
That's progress.
It is. I agree. Now that you put it like that.
Yeah, I think it's a step because they were able to get along. But nobody, like, I felt like Portia and Kenya should have had some kind of talk.
It could have been more bonding going
on. Right. Like, I'm going to anger management and I'm doing... But it's like you said, why does she have to prove herself?
Exactly.
She should just prove herself with her actions. So I guess I want Kenya to... be okay with Portia.
Right. No, but I could care less if Kenya's okay with Portia.
I want everybody to get along.
They've been fighting for so long.
Like Kenya will never be okay with Portia in a sense. Not.
No. And I, yeah.
I think it's like a little, I think it's a jealousy, you know, a situation going on there.
Right. Definitely. Because I agree.
Portia's young, she's beautiful. Right. Kenya's old, but Kenya's still beautiful though. You know, I think it's like a little jealousy going on right there. But the thing is, I do want them to hopefully build a friendship because they've been fighting for so long, and I think they're. The issues they have is it's old.
Yeah, right. And I feel like you can tell that Portia feels the same way. So that's why she's trying to prove herself. She's like, this is old, it's pointless.
Yes.
And she might not be trying to full force have a best friendship with Kenya, but it's just like, we should mature and get past this.
Right.
Yeah, like, we should at least try to be cordial some way, somehow.
Right, I agree. So Kenya can't get under Portia's skin in this episode. Not that she tries too hard, but she has another person that she's coming for, and it's Sheree.
Right.
And just like we were talking, she is throwing so much shade at Sheree, talking about the house should be called Chateau Thelma because her mom's name on it. And she says she ain't shit by Sheree.
Right.
So what did you guys think of the conversation that they had at the end? Because at first... it was supposed to be, we should be working together, which I agree, like two women, they're building houses in the same neighborhood, let's work together instead of make it so hard. But it's like you said, it was never a problem really until Kenya came about, because Sheree's been working on this house long before Kenya came into the picture.
Right.
And now all of a sudden it's an issue.
I don't necessarily feel like they should have been working together, because I feel like Kenya started this competition. Like, Sheree was just doing her own thing. I'm building my house. 3, 4, 5, 6 years, however long it takes, I'm building my house. You know, I'm not in a race or a rush with anybody. Kenya is the one that brought about this rush and competition thing. Yeah. So it's just like, I don't think they should have been working together. Because Kenya had no intention of wanting to work together with her in the first place.
Well, it's weird because isn't it her that brought up that we should have been working together all this time?
That's the typical Kenya manipulation. But I don't think they should.
What did you
think,
Justin?
Can see the way it ended, I mean, they got into an argument, a heated argument. So just imagine them trying to work together and creating a house. And what's crazy about it is that Sheree actually believed her at first. She was like, yeah, I said that since the beginning we should work together. Like, Sheree, she's playing you right now.
But no, Kenya said, I wouldn't dare throw shade on you. And especially... not in your face or something like that. Right. And it's like, that's all you do, Kenya, is throw shade. What do you mean? How you wouldn't dare
so
throw shade?
So that's what she was saying. She was starting the conversation because she... well, it's funny because she started it as we should have worked together. And then she wanted to bring up the fact that she heard Sheree talking shit about her to other people.
Exactly.
And Sheree's like, I'm just telling them what I thought.
Right.
Like, your house is not done.
Right. And they thought the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's not a surprise.
Right. So, yeah. I feel like I said, she got what was coming for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenya got to understand that she met her match.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, Sheree doesn't play. She barks and she's not going
to
back down.
And that's
down.
Why she was still barking while she was walking out. Usually, Kenya's the one, like, she did that to Kim last season.
Right.
I guess we can tell Kim's not on this season.
I know.
Is that official? Is that confirmed?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. Unless she's going to be, you know, in certain episodes.
Right.
But
yeah.
I don't think
But they all kind of agreed that they didn't think she was a fit last season.
Oh, yeah.
But still, you know, like I said, Kenya would usually be the one doing the barking while somebody's walking out. Mm-hmm. But Sheree made her walk out.
Right.
Yeah. And she tried to do her little twirl.
You messing with the original.
Exactly. And like I said last week, I feel like Sheree is coming this season. Like, she had to kind of play it light last season because she didn't officially have a peach. But
and then she was trying to feel the girls. You know, feel them out.
Right. Yeah.
But she doesn't want to cause any drama. But it's just like, if you come for me, just know what you're coming for.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sheree.
I know.
Sheree, come talk to us.
Seriously.
Okay, I have one more question.
Perfect.
Do we really think that Phaedra is not engaging in intercourse since Apollo has been in jail? Like, is she really out here abstinent, celibate?
We didn't talk about
not
that
getting it
when
in.
Her and Kenya were out to lunch. Right. Kenya says that, and she's implying that. So how do you guys feel about that? That's a great question, because at the end of last season... Apollo went crazy. Remember, and he printed out all those text messages and he stormed over and was like, you've been texting this guy.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking to Peter about it and he was about to like go off the handle.
Exactly.
So do I think Phaedra is
really not getting it in?
I I think Phaedra, she has a high sex drive. Uh-huh. So therefore, she probably is.
Okay.
I think so. She is as well. And she has every right to do so.
Yeah. But you know? Why is she trying to put on this facade that she's
a Southern Belle.
Yeah. I know. You know,
she's a Christian woman.
Exactly.
So therefore,
exactly.
She's trying to play that part. But, I mean, Phaedra, come on. Christian women get it in, too. But I think she's totally... Yeah, she's
getting it in.
Yeah, I think she is too, but I don't understand why she's hiding it from everybody.
Right.
Is it because the divorce is not finalized?
Yes, that's what she's saying. Until I get my divorce finalized.
Yeah.
And then I guess, you know, that would kind of make her seem a little sloppy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just one of those out there girls if she's...
Well, and I wonder if there's something in, like, the divorce papers. I don't know if they signed a prenup or what, but I'm assuming she probably makes more money than Apollo.
Oh, mostly.
Legally, anyways. Yeah. So I wonder if there's something in there saying, I don't know, but if she's, like, seeing somebody and their divorce isn't finalized, I don't know. I wish somebody would tell me, like, these divorce laws and all this. But, like, if she's seeing somebody, does that affect... what he ends up getting, or
definitely.
Oh. I don't know.
And
I
that's
going
to
that
be
works.
Interesting to see who she actually starts dating or who she gets involved with when it is. It's finalized now, so eventually I'm sure we'll start seeing somebody on the show soon, hopefully, but I that's going to be interesting to see what type of guy he'll be.
I know. And I can't believe that this has like died out so fast. And I know we've talked about it every episode, it seems like, but after last episode and the texting and everything, I can't believe we're not seeing anything in that regards, because she got in a fight I think with Kenya too at the end of last season about this.
What about her being
about
involved
her like
with
text
else?
Yeah, really? About her texting somebody else.
Okay. Oh yeah, because Kenya brought that up, because she was texting a stripper, I believe, supposedly.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what it was.
No, Phaedra, no. What kind of guys do you think Phaedra likes? I mean, from Apollo, she likes
those roughneck.
Because
they did
the Christian girl.
Yeah.
Of course, you know,
she likes
opposites
the bad guy.
Yeah, definitely.
But opposite, I feel like she's like an independent woman and she has her shit together.
Right.
So she can do whatever she wants because she's like a lawyer. She doesn't need to depend on anybody.
Mm-hmm. And she can't have anybody that she'll run over.
Right.
So she needs
a bad boy.
A roughneck. Yeah. Definitely.
So anything else? Did we miss anything else?
Did we miss anything?
Did we?
I think we got it all, actually.
At least we have the comments, bro. Let me see
what
some people
are
talking about.
We can see what y'all are talking about.
So I have a lot to say after the show.
I know. We love to hear from you. Yeah, so thanks so much for commenting and writing in. So next week, they showed us some things from next week, but it was kind of first Candy. Mm-hmm. Somebody comes into Candy's...
office space.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it was.
It's probably somebody that was, because they didn't show the actual person, right?
Yeah, they showed her.
Her
lady, but I'm not familiar with her face.
Maybe it's somebody that's related to Candy's ex-husband.
That's what
because, like I said, when she broke down in tears and she was talking about, you know, Riley's, I think she was talking about Riley's dad. So maybe they are connected there.
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering if maybe it was Riley's dad's new girlfriend or wife or
I'm wondering why Candy was crying, like if that was about Riley's dad or was that about Todd.
No, because
she
was
like, about years,
she said something about like Punk A and like she was calling him names. I don't think,
who knows what could have happened.
I don't think she was referring to
Todd.
I think she was talking about Riley's dad because she mentioned Riley's name.
Okay
so I don't know how their relationship is.
Definitely.
Week Candy will be doing her goat cry.
No, yes, she was. She really was already.
Bam Bam 1990, who is the woman that is coming into Candy's life next week?
Yes.
Do you know? Because we don't.
So she also talks to Sheree and she's upset, I'm assuming, about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also see Cynthia with her sister and her mom, and she says, hey, I talked to Peter. Right. And one of them says, I've talked to him recently, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really surprising, because they never liked Peter.
Exactly.
I think they were the reason why their relationship started off rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, their marriage never had a strong foundation.
Yeah. Even at the wedding, you know? They still were, like, trying to...
All the way to the very last point.
Right,
Until she walked out, it was just super negative, so...
So Joseph Boza wrote in, and he said next week's episode is called Ghosts of Boyfriend's Past.
Ghost of boyfriend's past. Candy.
So who do you
ghost
think?
Ghost of boyfriend's past.
Yeah, does that mean Todd ghost or her
boyfriend's
past?
I think it's Candy's ex.
But no, if it's the ghost of the boyfriend's past, then Candy could be crying because one of Ty's exes is trying to come back into the picture.
Someone with ties to Riley's dad.
That's what I think. Michelle D.
Okay, so that's the lady that came into the office.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. Is Nene coming back next week or not?
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see if Nene comes back because
she's going to make some special appearances.
I know she is.
Yeah.
I hope she is.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right,
anything else you guys got for tonight?
No, I think that's it.
All right. For next week's episode.
Exactly. I know. We're so excited for next week.
Yes.
Thank you so much for writing in and for all your comments. Please comment on the video on YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We will definitely go on and comment. I tried to comment and write back to everybody last week. So until next week, you guys can find me on all social media. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me at Athletic.
Yes, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff at It's Me, Jay Hart.
Definitely. And find me, Mo Classified, at Mo Classified, Instagram and Twitter. And just a big shout out to English. Hope you're back next week.
Yes. Yeah, we miss you, English.
We're missing her voice, so she wasn't able to give us her voice today. Yes. But yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Thanks so much.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.